So our position is vital. The need to be still and quiet in God's presence is vital. We all have lives that are busy, and we can all say all day long that we don't have time or that we don't know how, but the reality is, when Elijah stood, God spoke in a still small voice. And sometimes God is speaking and we are missing it because we are plowing ahead with our own plans. And it's funny because I'm speaking about standing still today, and I didn't know that it was going to be an action sermon, you know, that it was going to, that we were going to put it into practice. But my notes were actually out of place, like because I was already just kind of afraid to move. You know, there's a balance between the confidence of moving with the Spirit and the reverence of not getting ahead of Him. And when I came up, my notes, my second page was on top of my first page, and the first line is, be willing to stand still until God says move. And if we can't do it in the church, how are we going to do it in the world? We have to learn how to listen to the Spirit. We have to learn, if it's uncomfortable for self and flesh, it doesn't matter. The flesh is supposed to die anyway to the Spirit. And the second word that was given, when I first started hearing God speak, it was always from the Word. I heard God speak the Scriptures to me and show me how to act and how to live. And if you aren't hearing God speak, then those two things. Number one, are you reading the Word? And number two, are you listening? Are you being quiet? Not just in our devotion times, but throughout the day, we need to have our ears tuned in to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit says hush, when the Holy Spirit says move, when the Holy Spirit says witness, when the Holy Spirit, because He will speak to us throughout the day in our relationships at work, in our relationships at home, in our conversations, in our actions, He will speak, and we have to learn to be still and listen. And that comes through humility, because if I am so convinced that I already know what to do and that I can do it on my own, then I don't have to be still and wait for God. I can do what I know that I need to do and do it my own way. But that brings a mess sometimes, because our own way is often below. God's ways are higher than our ways. And His ways are always the best idea, even when it seems with everything within our flesh that surely God is running, you know, at the last minute. He always has a reason. So we have to learn to be still. First Samuel 14. There's a story that I've been studying for a few weeks now. And Jonathan, the son of the new king Saul, he had already actually done a battle previously and attacked the garrison of the Philistines, who were the people that were lording it over the Israelite people. And in this situation, in 1 Samuel chapter 14, Jonathan said to the man who bore his armor, we're going to look in 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 1. It says, now it happened one day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the Philistines' garrison that is on the other side. But he did not tell his father. And then we're going to skip down and read verses 6 through 10. It says, then Jonathan said to the young man who bore his armor, come, let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. For nothing restrains the Lord from saving by many or by few. So his armor bearer said to him, do all that is in your heart. Go then. Here I am with you according to your heart. Then Jonathan said, very well, let us cross over to these men and we will show ourselves to them. And if they say thus to us, wait until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. But if they say thus, come up to us, then we will go up. For the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this will be a sign to us. You can be seated. So here we see Jonathan was unsure. I'm just going to tell you, the Christian life involves being unsure in our flesh. God, do you want me to speak? Do you want me to give this message? Do you want me to wait? Do you want me to? And you just better get used to a degree of that. Because like I said, we can plow on ahead of God, but it is better to wait on his presence. Now, the cool thing is, it's not like that all the time, because God, as you do learn to tune in and hear his voice, you can be very sure that God is speaking to you. And when you are very sure that it is his will and it is his timing, then you can be very brave and very confident in what he's calling you to do. Because when you know that he is with you, then he will speak and he will fight for you. And this is where Jonathan was. It's interesting. He said in verse 6, come, let us go to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us. Sometimes there are maybes in our lives. And if we are unsure and we're saying, it may be that this is God's plan. It may be that this is God's will. It may be that it's God's timing right now. It may be that God wants me to say this or God wants me to do this. It is okay in those times to wait at times and be sure and find out. This is what Jonathan, and some people say we don't need fleeces in the New Testament because we have the Holy Spirit. Like Gideon put out a fleece and said, God, if this is you talking to me, make the fleece dry and the ground wet. And then the next time, God, make the ground wet and the fleece dry. We have the Holy Spirit within us that speaks to us. But many times, I don't know about you, but many times, and I was talking to my mom and she said the same thing is true with her. We say, God, open this door if you want me to walk through it. God, if you want me to speak to this person, then open the door for me to talk to them. That's okay, because we need to give God opportunity to reveal his will to us. And sometimes that's the way he uses circumstances and people sometimes. I remember there was a time where I was very upset with someone, because they had hurt someone that was close to me. And I really, really wanted to have a conversation with them and just kind of explain to them how they needed to fix themselves, you know, and what they needed to do. And I said to God, and honestly, I loved him. And it wasn't even about like, just read them the right act. Maybe it was, and God knew that. But I just said, God, if you want me to talk to this person, then open the door. There was never an open door. Now, I could have in my flesh said, no, but this person needs to hear what I have to say. But the reality is probably they didn't. I mean, a lot of times people, surprisingly, don't need to hear what we have to say. And we would be better off to not tell them what we think. And so in that instant, God saved me and them as well. And so here, Jonathan said, it may be that the Lord will work for us. He knew that the Lord could, because you see the end of his statement. He said, for nothing restrains the Lord by many or by few. So it wasn't about we can't take it with God, because the end of the story, I'll just tell you, they went up, him and his armor bearer climbed up and took out like 20 Philistines, the two of them. I mean, it was like something in a movie where the one guy is fighting like 10 guys off. I mean, that's what happened. So Jonathan knew that God could do it. He could save by just the two of them if that's what he wanted. He just wasn't sure what God was saying, if it was God's will. And so he, you know, put this sign out to the Lord. It's possible, though, as I said, to move out in bravery when we know that God will work for us. But if we're unsure, it's wise to move cautiously, asking God for confirmation. And that's okay. That's not a lack of faith. That's saying to God, God, I want to be obedient, but I need to know if this is you. I want to step out, but I need to know if it's your timing, because I realize that if you are in it, then it'll be perfect. It'll be the right time. It'll be the right thing. It'll be the right way, but I need to know if it's you. And so, he wasn't willing to do it without God working for them. And God will reveal his will to us, his children. He said, okay, let's look at the second part of this. Verse 7 through 10. Let us cross over to these men and we will show ourselves to them. If they say thus to us, wait until we come to you, then we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. But if they say, come up to us, then we will go up. For the Lord has delivered them into our hand, and this will be a sign to us. That word sign, it also means signal. This will be a signal to us. How many of you, a lot of times, you know, if you're driving your car, and we know that a car, pedestrians always have the right of way, but a car we know is able to take down a pedestrian. And so if you're the one in the car, the pedestrians, if they're wise, usually wait to see if the car is going to, what do we in the car do? We signal them, go ahead and move. That's what God will do to us. Sometimes it will be through somebody else saying something to us. Like when I got up here and I still felt like afraid to move. Like, God, I don't want to get ahead of you. And the first thing on my paper was be willing to stand still. God will help us do his will. He wants us to do his will. We're not in a fight to prove to God outside of him. He wants us to do his will. So he will help us know what he's saying as we walk with him. And sometimes we learn by doing something that we think, you know, is God. Like, God, I think this is you. And God teaches us through the process. He's so faithful and he's so merciful. But I'm telling you, as adults, it is hard to learn that way. It's hard if you misstep or if you think, God, is this you? And you feel unsure and you don't know. That's hard because as adults, like, we want to know what we're doing and make the right decision and move ahead in confidence. And sometimes I have had to admit to God, Lord, help me to be humble enough to learn from it, even if I misstep, and then not be afraid not to ever step out again. Because sometimes you just don't ever want to step out again after that. Like if you maybe get ahead of God, or if you maybe, but if we will just walk with him, he will teach us through the process. And so here he said, we will stand still in our place and not go up to them. He was willing to wait. And here God spoke through the enemy. He told them, they said, basically what they said to him is, come on up and we'll show you something. And then Jonathan went and showed them something, because of God being with them. But sometimes God speaks through people. Proverbs 20:18 says, plans are established by counsel. By wise counsel, wage war. Proverbs 24:6. Oh, sorry, I'm moving a little too fast. Proverbs 24:6, though, says, for by wise counsel, you will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. It's a good thing when we're waiting on God to listen to, not only to listen to the Spirit, but be willing to go and ask somebody else and get some counsel and say to God, you know, or say to the person, hey, this is what I'm thinking. Is this what do you think? Do you think we should move ahead with this? Do you think that, you know, especially when we're dealing with battles in our life, because God will send us people to encourage us where we're headed and what we're doing. The armor bearer, look in verse 7. The armor bearer said to him, do all that is in your heart. Go then. Here I am with you according to your heart. The armor bearer, God used this armor bearer to encourage Jonathan to move in what he needed to do. And God will place people in our lives to encourage us and to teach us and to help us to move in what God's telling us to move in. Psalm 62:1. It says at the beginning of the little thing over it, it says a calm resolve to wait for the salvation of God, a Psalm of David. Truly, my soul silently waits for God. From him comes my salvation. I don't know. I really feel like we just need to wait. So I'm just going to be quiet for a few minutes. I believe that when we let God move, He will move. And sometimes we just need to move out of the way and say, God, do what only You can do. It's so much easier to do it ourselves. You know, to say things because we need to fill the silence. To fight battles that we think need to be fought. But we're so much better off if we'll stand still until God says move and learn to listen. Because He's never late and He knows exactly what He's doing all the time. So I don't know about you, but obviously I still need more silence in my life. I still need more willingness to step back and let God speak. And so I just invite you today to just admit to God. If you're like me and you could say to God, God, I need less of me and more of You. I need more room in my life for You to speak. God, we need You. We need You in our families. We need You in our church. We need You in our country, God. Apart from You, there is no good thing. So, God, we humble ourselves today, asking that no flesh would glory in Your presence, that You would be exalted above all, and that we would be willing to be still and know that You are God.